This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And boy, getting ready to kick off another big show. Lots of news. Everyone seems to be still talking about the debate, ladies. And of course, lots of pop culture news. We're going to get to it all. But first, how's everybody doing? Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Doug will be along in a second. We're having a little technical snafu. Kara's taking care of that in Washington, D.C. Let's jump into a story that I think is kind of interesting. In the fallout of the debate, and I'm interested to get your perspective on this, Victoria, because you'll actually be voting for one of these candidates. After the debate, which happened on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week on CNN in Detroit, according to some Democratic lawmakers, they were left a little shaken up, a little worried by Wednesday night because it was so rough and tumble, I guess would be the way to put it. It left that some are fearing the fight will hurt the party and it'll result in a damaged nominee, because what happens when you have the firing squad going is that you start to take, you know, shots at everybody. And right. Then when you ultimately come up with that one person, they're a damaged candidate going into the general election because there's lots of stuff that's already been put out there about that person.
Right.
So according to reports, and The Hill is running with this story today, Senate Democrats are frustrated that candidates are spending too much time attacking each other for small policy differences and not focusing their fire on President Trump. They think that this intra-party war is overshadowing what they see as the main goal, which is getting a clear contrast between the Democrat candidates and President Trump on health care and on other big issues that are important to Americans. Dianne Feinstein, who's a senator from California, said, "I'm of the view that we've always been a party of ideas. I think everybody should sort of consider that." She said that there is concern within the caucus of the vicious attacks, particularly against, by all accounts, the front runner, former Vice President Joe Biden. So I'm not going to vote for any of these people. I watched it. I thought it was different. Tuesday night was a much more civil, I think, a civil vibe than it was on Wednesday. Wednesday, everybody was really going after each other, and the front runner, specifically Joe Biden. If Joe Biden is that candidate that moves forward into a general election, the people on the stage have already started kind of a civil war against Joe Biden, some of them feeling that he needs to explain his past behavior and kind of calling into question his past moves, his record. Are they doing the dirty work for President Trump if he's already the nominee, or if he ultimately is a nominee?
Well, I think Cory Booker said it, I think, maybe three times on Wednesday night during the debate. You know, he kept pointing out, why are we attacking each other? Why are we doing this? This is playing into what Trump wants. And I agreed with him. And I thought the minutia, because most people on the stage were in favor of a Medicare for All plan. however much it's going to cost, it seemed to have there were some differences in money here and there, but it ended up being very confusing, and I think it went on way too long. And like you said, the minutia of little subtle differences between policy, I don't think that was really reaching the American people. The American people need to hear, am I going to have health insurance, first of all? Am I going to have a job? Because if you look at, in the retail sector, Lowe's is laying off thousands of people now, and any brick and mortar store, they're being laid off. So, and then when you look at GM and automation and things that are taking other people's jobs, I think that's way more important than the minutia of whose health care plan, has a difference here and there. And I do think that it's also a big mistake to start going after Joe Biden's record, because, he has a lot of Obama policies that he was a part of that he can also stand behind and say, look, President Obama has a 75% approval rate today amongst Democrats. It's a big mistake for them to try to take down Biden and Obama now. I think that's just a strategy flaw, I think. So going forward, it'll be interesting to see what the debates look like, because there aren't going to be as many people on the stage and they won't all be fighting for time. But I also think that CNN asked really dumb questions. I don't know. Did you think that? I didn't think that the questions were all that relevant to most Americans.
I don't think they were. I think they did a lot of what do you think about that. There was like one question and then a lot of what do you think, what do you say to that. So I don't know if they were able to like deeply go into the issues. I think it surprised me on Wednesday night that the Obama policies were under attack by the Democrats, who used, as you mentioned, and actually the number, the approval rating of President Obama himself is 95% with Democrats. Democrats hold him in high regard. And so the fact that a lot of these candidates on the stage are going now and saying, in distancing themselves from the Obama era policy, shows that the party or the candidates are going in a direction that is even too far left for the rank and file members of the Democrat Party. So kind of interesting. Joe Manchin, I think, said it best. And I always think that Joe Manchin's kind of the voice of reason anyway. He's a Democratic senator from West Virginia. He called the attacks that were going back and forth awful. He said, it's not who I am. It's not what I believe in. I don't think it helps anybody to attack each other and try to annihilate each other. It's just awful. The whole scenario is bad. Run for something. Don't run against something. And I think that's a challenge with these debates, is that everybody says, well, if you want to be the front runner, you have to take down the front runner at all costs. Take down the front runner. That's why you saw a lot
and
of
it was very obvious.
Joe Biden.
Yeah,
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But I think when you're doing that, for instance, Kirsten Gillibrand may be misfiring by taking on Joe Biden about his support of women or working women at home. She could have asked him, what are you going to do today? We know about your opinion piece in the past, but what are you going to do today for today's working women? Here's what I'm going to do. Instead of making about policy, it becomes something like, it looks almost a little trite when she's talking about an opinion piece from 1980. But
yeah, exactly. But, and then also standing next to him.
People have to own their record, I suppose.
Right. And then traveling with him, I think he said, to Syracuse and praising him. And then he said, well, obviously the only thing that's different now is you're running for president, so now you're attacking me for the same things that you were praising me for. So I think that fell really flat for her. That was a bad, bad move. But, I agree. I think, the one thing, I like Bernie Sanders as a person, and I think he's a good senator, and I like some of his ideas. Some of them are just, I don't think are sustainable at all. But at least he's been consistent. You always know where Bernie comes from, and he hasn't been running against people. He has been running for something, and it's been a while. So maybe everyone should take a strategy note from Bernie's playbook. And instead of, remember even when he said to Hillary Clinton in the last election, all right, enough with your damn emails. He didn't even want to talk about the emails anymore. He wanted to talk about ideas and moving forward. And I think he was on the right track. And so maybe the rest of the gang should take a note from Bernie.
All right, as we continue on the DJV show, are you addicted to your dating app? Maybe your kid, you got a kid addicted to your dating app? It might result in a whole lot of trouble you don't want. We'll tell you what that is as we continue. It's the DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV show. That's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. And Doug is having a little technical issue. He'll be along momentarily. But in the meantime, Victoria and Kara, all right, let's fess up. How many of you have ever used a dating app? Kara, I'm looking at you.
Yes, many
I have
dating
too.
Apps.
Unsuccessfully, but yes.
I used to online date. I've never used it in app form because I stopped online dating, I think, before apps, like the dating apps were like a thing, maybe Tinder, but anyway. Dating apps like Tinder and Bumble have changed the way that millions of people have met each other. They make connections, a lot of online stuff. But there are other aspects of digital life that have a tendency to become habit forming. So now these poor people are online trying to make a connection, and now there's a warning from scientists. They're saying that some people end up getting so addicted to their online dating apps that it gets in the way of their job, their education, their real-life friends. And this new study from Ohio State University has identified two traits often found in individuals wrestling with bad dating app addictions. They feel lonely, and they have social anxiety. That's not good if you're trying to find yourself a romantic partner. They said that it's really easy if you get stuck looking at your phone a lot, if you are looking at people's profiles, you're looking at them in profile form, you're having a really hard time figuring out how to actually interact with them in person. And they're saying when you start getting addicted to these dating apps, loneliness and social anxiety soon follows. This was a study from 269 undergraduate students who used at least one dating app, and each answer had a number of questions designed to measure their loneliness and social anxiety. The more these people use dating apps, the more loneliness and social anxiety they had. Do you notice that, Kara, since you're our lab rat in all of this?
I haven't noticed that specifically, but I do think it's a bad mix of being super easy to use and also really unfulfilling. Because it's like the more dating apps that come out, the more people get kind of burned out using them, I think. And there are so many people that even if you match with them, they never respond. So it's like you just have all these people you've matched with, but you've never actually talked to, you've never gone out with, and it's so easy to just sit there and swipe left or right or left or right, and you don't even look at the person except for their picture. So it's just, I don't know, I think it's an easy way to be like, there's so many people out there, but I'm so lonely. I've luckily never felt that way. I've just, like, looked at it when I felt like it and then been like, okay, this is stupid, and gone out with my friends. So it's never impacted my real life, but I can kind of imagine that happening.
I can see how this would happen, too, yeah.
Yeah. The times
maybe
I will just, like,
get off the app
like
and go to a bar.
Yes, to meet somebody in person. Although online, it works for so many people.
It does.
But with Tinder, it feels sort of like a game. You know, you're like swipe, 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 swipe. And do you really take the time to account for who actually might be a good match for you? Kind of interesting. So be careful out there if you're on those dating apps. It's the DJ V Show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The DJ V Show, Dolly, Jen, and Victoria. Okay, no, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The voice you're hearing
I wish
is,
it was Dolly.
I know. How fun is that? It's Dolly Parton. She is one of my all-time favorites. And this is a big story. She's launching. She's been in the news a lot lately. She's been doing some collaborations, and she's been more visible than she has been in the last couple of years. And now she has acknowledged that she's launching a podcast series this fall. What's the story, Victoria?
Yeah, so she and she's of course from East Tennessee, and so she's teamed up with a former Nashville radio host named Jad, I think it's Abumrad, and he co-hosts a popular public radio series called Radio Lab. And so the two of them are teaming up for a series of podcasts this fall. It's going to be called Dolly Parton's America, and it's a 9-part series, and it basically looks at Dolly's life and what that reveals about the United States, and it's sort of an interesting concept of blending her songs and her history and her personal story with her travels around the country. She certainly has seen so many different parts of the country and has met so many groups of people that are Americans. So it's going to be kind of an interesting thing. And in the description of the series, they say Dolly has been called the great unifier for her rare ability to bring people together across divides. And so that's going to be apparently...
Everybody loves
Dolly. Yes, it's true. And so that's apparently going to be a big underlying theme of this podcast series. And this is going to start sometime in the fall. They haven't announced an official launch date yet, but Dolly is, like you said, she's been very visible lately. She's going to be hitting Netflix screens later this year with an 8-part series of films of actual movies that are based on her songs, which is kind of cool. And some of those episodes are based on songs like These Old Bones. That's going to star Kathleen Turner. Again, where's she been? Jennifer Goodwin and Jolene is another series. That's going to actually have Dolly in it herself with Julianne Hough and Kimberly Williams Paisley, who's married to Brad Paisley. And then there are going to be other additional episodes based on songs like Two Doors Down and Down from Dover. And then when it comes to Christmas, Dolly loves Christmas. So she'll be on Hallmark's Christmas at Dollywood movie, and she'll be starring in that this holiday season. So that's going to be fun. I love a good Hallmark movie at Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. And if Dolly Parton's in it or Dollywood, I'm into it. That's on my bucket list.
Dollywood is featured in that one, actually.
Yeah, Dolly Parton doing a new podcast. You can check it out this fall. Moving on in music news, we stay in the country world. Leanne Rimes is doing something to help rescue dogs. This is great. She's making wine. She's partnered with the Pedigree Foundation and One Hope Wine to raise awareness for rescue and shelter dogs. I know this is a story close to your heart, Victoria, and of course for me too. I think everybody should try to help out as much as they can with all of the pets who need homes. And this is a passion of Leanne, and she's going to do some wine to help out.
I literally have a T-shirt that says, "All I want to do is drink wine and rescue dogs." So this is like the
maybe
perfect
Leanne
blend
took
for
that
me.
Seriously.
Well, yeah, this is, and the sad part of this is that her dog Evie was in January was viciously attacked by a coyote and was killed in their backyard. So she was mourning the loss of her dog, and then this project came along. And so she said, "In honor of my dog, Evie, I'm putting my signature on a promise to help the lives of dogs around the country. Your purchase of this bottle of One Hope Wine helps support shelters and rescue organizations everywhere." And so this is a wine program that gives influencers a unique platform to create a positive purpose and raise awareness for causes that matter to them. And so apparently they've done this with several celebrities, and for each signature series, One Hope selects notable names, and then Leanne has her signature embossed on the front of the bottle. And so it's a Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon. And so
which will be pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Paso has some good wines coming out of the region, so not terrible.
Yep.
All right, very good. So the event is going to be going on. Rimes took all of her wines to the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville to give them a sneak peek. Everything looks good. We'll look out for Leanne Rimes' One Hope Wine on the DJV Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Navy now reports a pilot who crashed on Wednesday in California in Death Valley National Park was killed in the crash. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. That's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen having a little technical problem. He might be along momentarily. If not, the girls are just holding down the fort with lots of trending stories. Kara Schillen is here as well. And guess what, guys? It's food news time. Victoria, you have been watching all of the latest trends in the world of food news, and I know you've plucked a few stories from the great beyond. Is it really true? Did I really see the headline right? There's going to be mustard ice cream available for consumption?
That is true. And apparently it is making the rounds all over the internet. It's already been featured on the Today Show where the hosts tried it. And I guess the consensus is that it's not as bad as it sounds. Now, this is made by French's,
which is how I like to hear it.
Yeah,
eat the steak. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Right. So it's made by French's, which is one of the biggest mustard companies in the world. And this is in honor of National Mustard Day, which is actually tomorrow on August 3rd. So, you know, a lot of companies release weird ice cream flavors as a stunt. And this is no different. But apparently everyone who has tried it so far, it also comes accompanied with a pretzel cookie. So it's if you like.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. So if you like...
Now you've got me wanting to try it, actually.
You know, I think it's probably going to be a mix of a little bit of spice with... So there's some savory, but I think also, you know, you're going to get the sugar kick, too. And look, I love a combination of salty and sweet. So it might not be... When people say it's not as bad as it sounds, they might not be lying. This might actually be true. Now, you can actually get this for a limited time in Los Angeles and New York, and they have... Have different pop-ups that are going to be all around the Los Angeles and New York. And I think you can also order this online. But they say if you are a lover of sweet meat savory and unique creations, that you might actually enjoy French's mustard ice cream. I don't know. Do you think would you guys try this? Because I think I'm still on the fence. I'm not that big of a mustard fan, so I don't know if I'd like this.
I would never search out a pop-up for mustard ice cream, but if I were at like a county fair and I saw mustard ice cream and I thought, oh, with a pretzel cookie, I might try a bite of it. I don't think it's ever anything that I would order. I love mustard too. Mustard's my favorite condiment. So it's not that I'm a mustard hater. I just can't imagine it in sweet ice cream form. I like it on a turkey sandwich, not in a bowl with chocolate sauce on top. What about you, Kara?
I think she's dealing with stuff behind the scenes. Well, if you're not far from Culver City, then that's where it's going to be it's for National Mustard Day, and then it's actually going to stick around for another week or so in Culver City, California. And then in New York, it's going to hit Rockefeller Center, if you're touring around there, the Hearst Tower, Columbus Circle, and then it goes into Brooklyn Heights, Madison Square Park, and then it even heads out to the Hamptons, so all the Hamptonites
if they
like the idea of mustard ice cream. And one other bit of dessert news.
Before we move on from the mustard ice cream, though, it seems like this is the trend. You know, we've spent a lot of time, sadly, talking about the Gilroy Garlic Festival because of the shooting up there. But what a lot of people were drawn to about that event was garlic ice cream.
Ooh.
That was, like, the big deal. And so while I get these food combinations and everybody wants to try something cool and Instagrammable, I just don't know if I can support it going into the dessert world. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, and garlic, I love garlic.
I know. I love garlic, too, but just not an ice cream, I don't think.
I don't think I'd want to do that. No.
I feel like my stomach wouldn't like it either.
Okay,
in other food news, what else is going on?
In other dessert news, you may see this starting to trend over the weekend because Freeze Pops. Do you remember those Freeze Pops as a kid?
They were all a different color,
and they were like this liquid that you'd buy, and then you pop them in the freezer, and then you sucked them
out of the container, right?
Yeah, and then you kind of peel them off almost like cheese sticks, you know, like string cheese.
Like an Otter Pop, yeah.
Yeah, Otter Pops. That's exactly the brand. I guess I used to call them Freeze Pops. I don't know if that was maybe a brand or why I called it that. But anyway, so these things have been around forever, and now people are very upset because there's no more color. They're all just plain, like a white kind of, not really a very attractive shade of white, I'll say. Kind of looks like custard. And the reason is they got rid of all the artificial coloring and all the food dye because that stuff is really, actually really bad for you.
Are you telling me they were all the same flavor?
Yes.
Because I don't believe it. I preferred green and blue. They were obviously better than, like, purple and the other ones.
Oh, see, I liked the blue and red.
Hmm.
I liked
those were the best ones.
Red and blue, I think, were my two favorites. And it's funny because I don't even know why we have a preference because it is all just the same thing.
Is it really the same flavor?
I think so. I don't remember them actually tasting any different. They say that each one is actually made with a base of apple juice, and then they add sugar, citric acid for flavor, and then they add a few preservatives. And so, and then in the past, they would add all the artificial coloring. And so a lot of parents are now concerned about the long-term effects of artificial coloring and all those, you know, the food dyes, stuff that's in blue and red especially is really, really bad for you. And so now people just don't like the fact that they're no longer colored, and that they just have like this one kind of milky kind of tone to it. It doesn't look appealing, I'll say that.
No, they should figure something out.
Why couldn't they
use like beet color or something?
Yeah, I was going to say like a vegetable dye. I don't know why they just went totally blanched, but yeah. Huh. So you may not even, well, they used to stand out in the freezer too. So it was also a marketing thing because, you know, if you're a kid and you're walking down the freezer aisle, you see the colors and that's what you want. Now, I don't really know how this is going to affect their sales, but there's definitely an online backlash. Even though they went healthier, people want the bad stuff back.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. All right, well, I guess bad news if you're a fan of the Otter Pop, because it's going in the way of all things. You know, I have a friend who actually swears, and I don't, maybe I'm not a connoisseur enough, or maybe I just don't eat enough Hostess products. I don't know, one or the other. But she swears that certain foods don't taste the same like they did when we were kids. And one of those things is the Dodger Dog at Dodger Stadium. She thinks it was way better when she was a kid. And then what she contends is that ding-dongs, like ho-hos and ding-dongs, mm-hmm. are different.
They absolutely are. They took the trans fat out.
Right. She says she misses
trans fat. Delicious. Yeah. Trans fat was delicious. It was invented as a flavor enhancer. And so Oreos don't taste the same anymore. There are a lot of things that used to have trans fat. They just don't taste the same. But they're a lot better for you now without the trans fat. But they, you know, she's absolutely right. 100%. Donuts don't taste the same. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Conversation about that. Yeah.
I would love to talk to her about this. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, it's a totally different donut than it was when we were kids.
Huh. She's really fired up about the Hostess products. Not that a 40-year-old really should be investigating the Hostess aisle very often, but that's
right.
What she does.
Twinkies totally taste different, too. She's right.
All right, so I guess I'll tell her. I'll see her tonight, actually. I'll tell her, Jamie, you're right. Everybody agrees with you.
You're right,
Everything
Jamie.
Tastes different. As we continue on the DJV show, Lowe's laying off thousands of workers will tell you why, plus the TV news, get you up to speed for what you need tonight and this weekend. It's the DJV show at 43 minutes past the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
The Geek Out.
It's summer and it's super hot. And Sony's looking to a future where if Mother Nature's gonna bring the heat, why not wear the cool? In development is the Sony Rion Rocket. It's a wallet-sized air conditioner that uses thermoelectric cooling to bring down the wearer's body temp. Now, it's slipped into the pocket of a special undershirt you wear, found on your back just below the nape of the neck. Now, of course, you connect it to an app on the smartphone, and we're told the Rion can cool the wearer's body temp by as much as 20 degrees. The device can also provide warmth in the winter. Sony is crowdfunding the development of the Rion, but hopefully it's on sale by next summer. We've got a link to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug will be along, hopefully momentarily, having some technical problems today. In the meantime, the ladies holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at our controls in Washington, D.C. And, guys, this story is not great news if you have a job at Lowe's or if you like to go to the store. They're laying off thousands of workers, and that will include assemblers who put together items like grills and patio furniture. The company also will cut maintenance and facility service jobs, so that means less janitors in the stores. The company said it's outsourcing these positions to a third-party company, no doubt to save money. Lowe's declined to say exactly how many workers will be laid off. It is said that workers whose jobs are being eliminated will be given transition pay and have the opportunity to apply for any other open roles at Lowe's with priority. They are moving to third-party assemblers and facility services to allow Lowe's store associates to spend more time on the sales floor serving customers. They operate 1,700 stores in the United States right now, and as of the 1st of February, Lowe's employed about 190,000 full-time and 110,000 part-time employees in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The new CEO, who joined the company from another struggling store, JCPenney, is Marvin Eliason. He launched a turnaround plan for Lowe's to compete against Home Depot and other retailers because Lowe's was already going through some store closures, 20 stores in the U.S. to be exact. The company is also slashing some of its inventory, so they're looking to save money. I would say this is probably one of the areas where they will have the least impact, at least on customer experience, because they're going to still outsource these services like assembly or like janitorial services. Victoria, Carey, do you think that this is a good move or a bad move for Lowe's? What do you think?
Well, I think like you said, this is a good move for the customer because anytime I've ever been in Lowe's or Home Depot, it's completely impossible to find someone to help you. So,
yeah.
And I actually have found that Lowe's is way worse than Home Depot even, because you can spot those orange aprons at Home Depot and kind of, you know, hone in on somebody. But at Lowe's, I was looking for advice on what type of light bulbs to put in my bathroom, and I waited 20 minutes in front of the boxes of light bulbs after an associate called for help to send someone to the light bulb department to help me. And I just stood there for 20 minutes. So, as a customer, I'm happy that they're going to have more help. Obviously, I don't want to see anyone lose their job. So, you know, I don't know if they've just been mismanaging the finances of Lowe's. I don't know. It's a shame. It really is. It's a lot of people. And like you said, they haven't mentioned how many people, but the report is that it's in the thousands, and that's awful.
Yeah, I think Lowe's is having a hard time because they really do offer the same type of product as Home Depot, except it's a little more expensive and, as you mentioned, maybe less accessible to get in and out of there. So they do need to do some sort of revamp. I think Lowe's is a nicer experience. When you walk into the store, it feels a little bit cleaner. It looks a little brighter than a Home Depot, but
yes,
you are paying a few bucks more on some of the same type of items. So
I feel like Lowe's is more for the average consumer. And Home Depot is, I always feel a little overwhelmed in Home Depot because
yes,
it's contractors everywhere.
You got to know your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's one thing that Lowe's should actually be playing up, actually. Maybe you just gave them their idea that Lowe's is for every guy and, you know, it's accessible and easy. They should probably put in more digital displays, too, with information on how to pick products that
would
be
true.
Pretty easy. Boy, we should take over their marketing.
I know. We just solved all their problems.
In TV news, lots of stuff going on tonight. Shark Week is coming to a close, Victoria, and they are doing it with a bang, though. They've got 3 hours of new programming tonight on Discovery in television news. Starting at 8 o'clock, you can catch Isle of Jaws, Blood Brothers. Then you've got Andrew Main, Ghost Diver. That's at 9 o'clock. That'll be kind of cool. The Master Illusionist and Inventor teams with experts to study the great white senses. So they're going to create a shark suit to overcome them. It'll be kind of fun to see them test that out. Andrew Main, Ghost Diver at 9 o'clock. And then rounding things out at 10, I Was Prey. That's all part of Shark Week on Discovery. You can check that out tonight. Also new episodes of Love Island, the season finale of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's on ABC at 8 o'clock. Love Island, 8 o'clock on CBS. And Masters of Illusion, if you're in that frame of mind, is new tonight, followed by Big Stage on the CW. That all starts at 8 o'clock. This weekend, some stuff to tell you about that is of interest. There is a big music festival coming to Nashville, and ABC will have it all. CMA's Fest, 30 of music's biggest acts will hit the stage during the four-day CMA Festival. Catch that Sunday night at 8 o'clock on ABC. It's a DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It is Tech Talk time. I use the hashtag Tech Talk to suggest technology stories for our tech guru, Victoria Keelan, or follow the trending stories at DJV Show. Now, Victoria, there are five big stories of the week that have been making news and breaking through all about the world of technology. What is trending?
Well, if we're going to go from number five to number one. So in number five spot is Costco. And Costco made news this week because they have a new digital membership card. Because everyone knows when you get to Costco and you open your wallet and you realize, oh, I forgot my card at home, it is a huge problem. So apparently a lot of Costco customers have been complaining about that. And Costco decided that they're going to enter the digital world. So now you can have a digital membership card that's, that is like... you know, like your Starbucks card or any, or Apple Pay or Google Pay. It will live on your smartphone, so that way you don't have to worry about forgetting your card in the future. And also, I think they're going to start rolling out some discounts and incentives to get more of their customers to go to the digital side, which a lot of companies have done that too. And so it's good news for Costco customers, because apparently a lot of people really don't like that if you order a new card online, it takes a week to get a new card.
Yeah, you got to get your Costco fix. I think most people would get chipped for Costco, actually. What do you think?
Yes.
Get a retina scan.
Zap
for
your
Costco.
Neck on the way in. Yep.
Victoria Kulin reviewing our top five technology stories of the week. In at number four, Hulu with live TV is now coming to Android TV devices.
Yep, Hulu has announced that Android TV will be added to its list of supported platforms for its live TV bundle. So, starting next month, owners of an Android TV-compatible TV, which isn't like an Amazon Fire TV, there are a whole bunch of them out there, you can now watch Hulu, but you can also add in the live TV option. It will give you more than 60 channels of live programming. It will be $44.99 a month. And, of course, this is positioned as a competitor to other bundle services. Services like Sony's PlayStation View, which is what I have, Sling TV, YouTube TV, things like that. And you might actually want to think about, if you're shopping around to cut the cord from cable, you may want to give the Hulu with live TV a chance, because they already have 2 million subscribers, and they have some really good live TV offerings. Plus, they also have an enormous backlog of shows and movies. So it's kind of a good deal for $44.99.
Not a bad deal for those who are looking to cut the cord. At number three on the list, it seems that everybody has these Amazon Ring doorbells now, and these cameras that are installed at your door are now working with police.
Yes. So this is something where we talk often in Tech Talk about reading the fine print. This is an example of where you want to read the fine print. Amazon's home surveillance camera brand, Ring, which is the biggest competitor to Nest Cam, they have partnered with more than 200 police departments across the country. Here's the thing. The police departments and Amazon are working together, and they can get your footage, your actual footage, from your front door. And they don't need a search warrant for it. That's a lot of civil libertarians are not happy with this. There are even some of the Amazon employees have asked Amazon to stop this practice because they feel like it's an infringement on privacy. This is probably going to end up in court, and Amazon has not even been that forthcoming with this information. This was sort of an investigation that was done, and that's how people found out about it. So not great, but again, if you want to use the Ring, that's fine. Just make sure you read the fine print on your privacy.
Just know what you're accepting in those terms and conditions. At number two on the list of the top trending technology stories, fitness trackers, do they really help people lose weight?
Yeah, this is a new study on activity and fitness trackers. Fitbit, of course, being the most probably popular brand. Apple Watch also included in this. And the researchers in the American Journal of Medicine wanted to find out if you actually are going to lose weight. 56 million Americans are using these activity trackers, and they say overall it is good because you are moving around more. But if you're looking for significant weight loss, it was a thumbs down, which is a big bummer. Yep.
All right. The top trending story of the week. The FTC warns victims of this Equifax breach don't expect too much money back from that $125 promise settlement.
Exactly. So this is a $700 million settlement agreement for the Equifax breach. And so everyone was basically promised $125 payout if you were affected. Now, the Federal Trade Commission says that so many millions of people have filed claims that if you actually do choose the settlement option, there's no way you're going to get anywhere near $125, and that you should actually take the free credit monitoring instead.
Hmm. What a bummer. I was ready for my $125. Victoria Keelan with the top technology stories of the week. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.